بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما كثيرا. ما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Very nice to see all of you. May Allah accept from you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today we're continuing in the lessons on the makharij of the letters, the emission points of the letters of the Arabic language. And we spoke about the letters of the tongue. And if you recall, the letters of the tongue are divided into four sections, four areas. There is the back of the tongue, and the middle of the tongue, the sides of the tongue, and the tip of the tongue. Those are the four areas where the letters of the tongue are divided between those four areas. And the letters of the tongue that we spoke about, we talked about the back of the tongue and the qaf and the kaf, and then we talked about the middle of the tongue with the sheen, jeem, and ya. And now today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll begin talking about the third section or area of the tongue, which is the side of the tongue. The side of the tongue, it has two letters on the side of the tongue. There's two letters that we use the side of the tongue to pronounce them. The letters are the bod and the lam. Lam and the bod. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be speaking about the letter bod. The letter bod is a very, very important letter in the Arabic language. In fact, the Arabs, they say that Arabic is the language of the bod, because there's no other language in the world that uses the letter bod. It's the only language that has it. And it's very, very unique. It's a very unique letter because we don't find this letter in any other language. And the bod, the way to pronounce it correctly is to pronounce it with a thick sound to it. A thick sound, meaning you make the mouth tall and the sides of the tongue together, and it has a more O sound to it, a full sound to it. This is called mufakhama. Wa-la-mwa. It has a thick sound to it, not thin sound like the dam. The dam, for example, ahad is thin. But the dod, it's a more of a thick sound to it. The dod is pronounced from the back side of the tongue, near the molars. You use the back of the tongue and you put them up close to the molars and touch the roof of the mouth with the back of the tongue, and then the actual bod sound will come out from the side of the tongue in the back, not the tip of the tongue. The very, very common mistake that most people make is they pronounce the bod, they pronounce it zod or bod. It's coming from the tip. If you say zod, it's coming from the tip of the tongue. What does zod mean? Coming from the top front part of the tongue. Zod mean. Bod is actually back here, on the back on the side. You have to use the back of your tongue and put it up to get the dhaa. Not with a zalim, not with a zalim. Those are both incorrect pronunciation. And actually it changes the meaning to the opposite. Somebody says waladalim, for example, the dan, waladalim, it means don't make us of those who guide on a straight path. Do not make us of those who are guided. Dal means to guide. Bal means to go astray. So this is very very important to pronounce it from the back. Now the ulama of Tajweed, they say you pronounce the bod. It's making too much noise here. The ulama of Tajweed, they say you can pronounce the bod from either of three ways. You can pronounce the bod by using the side of the tongue and pressing it to the molars or up in the back of the mouth, the right side. Wa-la-mwa, the right side of the tongue. Or you can use the left side of the tongue, because it's from the sides of the tongue, right? The dod is a letter from the side of the tongue. Either the right side of the tongue or the left side. And the third way is to use both sides of the tongue and put them both up by the molars. Wa-la-mwa, wa-la-mwa. So let me give you a few examples here of the bod and then the va and the that, and you'll hear the difference. The first ayah, wa Duha Wal Duha. See, the Dhad is coming from the sides and the back of the mouth. Wal Duha. The second ayah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. أَعُوذُ. See the ذُو, the ذَال is coming from? Which part? Tip of the tongue. It sounds different, it's thin also, right? The third ayah, look at the law, ظُلُمَات. أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَات. ظُلُمَات. The ذُو, it is thick, like the ضَاد, it's a thick sound, ذُو. But it's from the tip and not from the sides and the back. So ظلمات is also different than والضحى. والضحى. Notice how the ضاد, I'm holding it in. والضحى. Whereas the ظلمات, the air comes out. Oh, كظلمات. The air is coming out. So do you notice the difference now? That the ضاد and the ذال is thin, the law is thick. And the dhad and the law, the dhad is from the side of the tongue, and the dha, zulumat, is from the tip of the tongue. So these are the main differences from those letters. Okay? So to practice here, you can do at home, or we can practice here, you can pronounce the dhad with the different vowel signs. Dha, dhi, dhu. Dhan, dhin, dhun. You can practice, say that three times to yourself, inshallah, working on the dhad. Inshallah, we'll read together, and then you can practice the dhad, inshallah. The main point is to keep it from the back of the tongue. If somebody had the tongue like this, and astaghfirullah, somebody cut his tip of his tongue, he would pronounce the dhad, it wouldn't make any difference. Because there's no pressure on the front part of the tongue, the pressure is here. If you push the back up, walab, by the molars, walab, walab. The tip of the tongue is not that pressurized. It's just the back. Walam, right? Walam. It takes a little bit of practice, but a lot of ajr, inshallah. The more reward, the harder it is, the more ajr you get, inshallah. And it does take some practice with the dhad, because this, I'll have to be honest with you, is the hardest letter in the Arabic language. It's very difficult to perfect it, but you get more ajr, inshallah, if you struggle with it, inshallah ta'ala. A lot of reward for that, inshallah ta'ala. And, you know, this is what the ulama, they taught us, so we're following on their footsteps of the ulama. So there's a lot of ajr in holding on to the sunnah and following the path of the ulama. Okay, and I know some people, I mean, a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I learned it this way from my dad, or my teacher so-and-so, he used to say, well, azalim, so why can't I say it? Well, that's not following on the pathway that goes back to Prophet Muhammad's system. It's an innovation. That's like an innovation in pronunciation, the Quran. Ulazaneen, if somebody learned it that way, then it's an innovation, and every innovation goes away from the right path, goes away. You want to stick to the correct classical way taught by the ulama, inshallah. Okay, so we have four ayahs. Maybe we'll each read a couple. If you'd like, quickly I'll go over them. Alam yaj'al, Jim has a qalqala here. Kaydahum. Kaf is thin, not qaydahum, kaydahum, fi talbleen. Talbleen, this is the tricky part. Ta is thin, dhad is thick. Not talbleen, talbleen. That even makes it more difficult. The dhad is there. Yes. Ta is in the front, thin, then you have to jump to the back and make it thick. Talbleen, talbleen. This is in surah, which surah is this? The next one, shadda on the dhad. Wadduha. Pay attention to the shadda on the dhad. So you hold it twice as long, and then the ha, not wadduha, wadduha. More air in it. Does anybody know what surah this is in? Trick question. It's already in the first ayah is the name of the surah. No. The third ayah, غَيْرِل. The غَا is thick. غَيْر. Not غَيْرِ. غَيْرِل مَغْضُوبِ. مَغْضُوبِ. We covered the غَيْن, right? Before? Which part of the... Where is the emission point of the غَيْن?
Back of the tongue.
The side.
Back of the tongue, side of the tongue, middle of the tongue. Back of the throat. Oh boy, we have to review this. The letters of the throat again.
Not the middle of the throat.
No. Top of the throat, yes. Where is brother? Akhi haka inman hazo ghayru khasir. The last two words, ghayn and kha, are on the top. You can remember the two dot letters, they're on the top. Because they touch the top of the throat. Maybe that's why they put the dot there. Because it's on top of the throat. And, you know, the thing hanging down, you scratch it. Yes. Inshallah, I'll print some more for it. We'll paste it over here and then we'll have it there. We can always look at it. The brothers here can make a big giant poster of it. Huge, you know, life size poster. Inshallah. Yes, that's a good idea. A tajweed, the picture of the tongue and all the letters. Brothers here can help us out. You can make a big color poster. Yeah, that would be very nice, inshallah. If your brother has a chance, inshallah. So the ghayr and maghdubi, the ghayn is thick. Maghdubi, sukun on the ghayn, not maghdubi. That's a common mistake, like a qalqala. Maghdubi, maghdubi, alayhim. Alayhim. And then another dot, waladdallin. Two dots again. Walam. Everybody know what surah this is in? I hope so. I hope we have to know, all know this one for our salah. And the last ayah. Wa wada'na anka wizrak. Here we have the dad. Wa wada'na ayn. Anka wizrak. Remember here the ra is thick. Wizrak. What's that k, that sound? Hums. Right, not wizrak. Wizrak. Right, that air coming out is called whispering sound, the humps, when the kaf has a sukun or the ta or the other letters that we'll cover inshallah in the future, inshallah ta'ala. So these are some examples. Any questions on the bod? To hear, inshallah. Okay. Go on. How about we do two ayahs? Is that okay? Inshallah. Bismillah.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Good. You want to make qalqala on the jeem and make the kaf thinner, not qaydahum. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadleem.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadleem.
Yes. Tadleem. Good, mashallah. See, when you come each day, I can see an improvement, alhamdulillah. Getting good. That's good, alhamdulillah. Okay, here you have a shadda on the dad, so you hold it longer. Wal-duha.
Wal-duha.
Very good. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you. Alhamdulillah.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Very good. Only slight improvement if you make the dad hold it a little bit longer because of the shadda. ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
Yes, very good. MashaAllah.
ووضعنا أنك وزرك.
نعم. Wawa, not wawadana, wawadana. Back of, you just try to use the back of the tongue.
Wawadana, anta wizrak.
Yes, second time was better. Wawadana, anta wizrak. Very good, make it thick. Now, dana is thin. Dana, wawana. Wawadana.
Wawadana, anta wizrak.
Yes, that's very good. MashaAllah. Yes, another mother.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Okay, here this يَجْعَلْ
ألم يجعل كيده في تضليل.
Yes. تضليل.
تضليل.
Yes.
ودوها.
Okay, here you want to make it thick. Not ودوها. وضوحا.
وضوحا.
Make the ha a little bit more air. وضوحا.
وضوحا.
Very good. Jazakallah khair. Yes, okay. You want to make the dhad two, there's a shadda on it two times. Longer. Hold it as long as you can. Yes. Shadda on the dhad. Wizrak. The calf with ruck. Yes. Very good. Okay, not well, wadana. Make it thick. Wawadana. With ruck. Very good. MashaAllah. Maybe you can bring Brother Azmat next time, you know? Yes.
ألم يجعل كيده في تضليل.
Okay. Dhad, you can make it a little bit longer. تضليل.
تضليل.
Yes.
والضحى.
No. Very good. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. MashaAllah.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Okay, this the lamb, you want to make it twice on the lamb too. This is a shadda. Yes. And here there's a long fatha on the alif, a little bit longer. One slight thing, not walad law, because the lamb becomes thick. Walad law, what happened to the lamb? The lamb became thick with the dhad. We don't want to do that. The lamb is thin here. Walad law. Very good. Yes. MashaAllah. Very good. May Allah reward you. Okay, a little bit more air on the zat. Wizrak.
Wizrak. Wizrak.
Yes.
Wawadana anta wizrak.
Yes. Wawadana. Try to make it thick.
Wawadana. Wawadana anta wizrak.
Very good. Yes. MashaAllah. Do you know what surah that's in? This is a hard one, huh? Alam nashrah laka sadarak. Inshallah, we'll cover that one next time, inshallah, yeah.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil.
Okay, your dhad has a little bit like dhad. Tadlil. Trying to hold the air in. Tadlil.
Tadlil.
Make the ta thin, not ta. Tadlil.
Tadlil.
Yes.
وَالْضُحَى.
Okay, the dal is وَالْضُحَى. Make it thick. وَالْضُحَى.
وَالْضُحَى.
Not ha, not duha. Duha, make more air. وَالْضُحَى.
وَالْضُحَى.
Yes. Very good. May Allah reward you, inshallah. Oh, Azan, we forgot it. Oh, you gotta go to school, huh? Okay, عليكم السلام
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Hold the dhad in. Not no one say well dzani ولا
الضالين.
No, the air is coming out. It's coming from the tongue, tip of the tongue. If you make it in the back and the sides, no air is going to come out. ولا back. Use the back of the tongue.
ولا
Hello. Now you got it. Very good. Make the blood thick. Not what we're done now, what we're law now.
What we're
law now. What
we're
law now. What we're law now.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ
نعم أَلَمْ لامستين
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ
ما شاء الله
وَالضُّحَى
more air on the ha وَالضُّحَى
وَالضُّحَى
yes very good جزاك الله خير أيان will practice with you study تجويد مات
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Okay, hold the ضاد in, hold the air in. That was ضالين. ولا ضال. ولا ضال. If you're using the back of the tongue, it's easy to hold it in. ولا ضال.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
You came here. ولا ضال. See, you want to keep it in the back. Put the back of your tongue high up in the mouth. Wala mba. Wala mba. There you go. Yes. Yes. Make shadda on the lam. Wala mba. Al-neen. Al-neen. Wizrak. Wizarak Ra Wizarak Yes, mashallah. What's your name, brother?
Kashif.
Kashif, mashallah, mashallah. Very nice. You know what the word Kashif means in Arabic?
The one who explains.
Yeah, the one that makes something clear. So if they say a caller ID, they call it Kashif Rakam. Kashif Rakam, it shows the number of people.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil.
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 Yes. The more you hold the body in, the better. The more you can hold them. No.
What the pa?
Oh. Here you. This you have to hold it even twice as much because there's a shadda on it. Tadli, there's only one dhad. Here you have two dhads. So in the tadli, you hold it 1.5 seconds, they say. For this one, wadduha, there's a shadda, so 3 seconds. Wadduha.
Wadduha.
Very good, mashallah. Yes, Brother Renat.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Yes, that was about 3.5 beats, 4 beats. It needs to be 6 seconds. ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
Very good. Now.
Wizrak.
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 Since the kaf is a strong letter, you want to pronounce it quick. Wizrak.
Wizrak.
Yes, very good. Jazakallah.
Alam yaj'al
kaydahum
fi أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ
نعم there's a calf here, it's a letter of humps قَيْدَهُمْ كَيْدَهُمْ
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ
very good, very good, God is very good
وَالضُّحَى
if you hold it longer it's better because of the shadda وَالضُّحَى
وَالضُّحَى
Okay, but then it came out do, do, make it thick. Wadduha.
Wadduha.
Coming out thin, like that. Wadduha. Keep it in the back. Wadduha.
Wadduha.
Yes. Very good. I'm going to reward you. I'm sorry, is that about it? Any questions on the bod?
Basically the sound is coming from the sides of the tongue
touching the top of the mouth, yeah, or the, by the molars.
When you still touch the sound slips from somewhere, yeah, from the mouth anywhere.
It's like coming basically, this is your tongue here, yeah, the sides here, you put them up and they're touching the gums above the molars. They're touching the top of the mouth, so the sound is coming from the gums, the tongue, between the tongue and the side of the molars. Wadduha. It's not coming from the tip. It's coming from the side and the back. That's where the sound is coming out. Wadduha. Not coming from the tip at all, if you notice. Wadduha.
The tip of the tongue is like just a certain tip.
No, it doesn't. The right, yeah, you can do it on the right or the left. Wadduha. Wadduha. Either side.
So you don't touch the teeth?
No. Don't touch the teeth at all. No. If you touch the teeth, it's going to give it a za sound. Wadduha. You want to keep the tongue away from the teeth. Wadduha. Wadduha. Take some practice, and you have to say it a few times when you go home and practice it more. Maybe we'll cover it again also, yeah. Bod is the hardest letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meaning changes completely. Wala-da-leen, wala-da-leen, it means do not make us of those who guide on a straight path. Yeah, a lot of people make that mistake. No, the meaning has changed. And if you say, well, the Zalim, that changed the meaning too. Zal means earthquake in Arabic. Zilzal means earthquake. Well, the Zalim, don't make us of those who have an earthquake. Or those who are slipping on the ground. Zal means to go astray from the path. So both of them, they change the meaning. Yeah, it's very important to learn the Dod, because the Fatiha is the one surah we have to do the best in the Salah. The other surahs, if you make mistake, your prayer is still valid. But if somebody doesn't pronounce the Fatiha right, then the whole prayer is invalid. So there's a joke that they said, maybe, I don't know if it was in Hyderabad or where it was, they say that a man, he loved his wife very, very much, but she was always praying. So he said to his wife, Wallahi, if you're praying, you're going to be divorced. And she was, at that time, she was praying at that night. But he loved her so much, and that was the third divorce. And so then he went to different alim and said, what can I do? I divorced my wife, but I love her so much. So nobody could find a solution for him. So then they called they went to one of the big ulama over there. So he brought the wife, and he said to her, tell me what you were doing. She said, I was praying. He said, what were you reading? He said, read the Fatiha. So she said, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الظالين. He said, oh, that's okay. Your prayer is not valid, so you're still married. Go back to your husband. Because if you say ظالين, then he didn't say the Fatiha, and then the prayer is not valid. So he said, I found a way out for you. You can go back to your husband. So yeah, the Fatiha is very important in the Salah. To have the Fatiha correct. So inshallah, may Allah help us to, may Allah give us the blessings of this knowledge and spread it through us. Let us follow on the ulama, inshallah ta'ala. Any other questions? Jazakallahu khairan. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. May Allah bless you with the Quran al-Azim. Allahu a'lam.